No, but this reminds me of a beautiful Baba story which you all may not have heard, you, Lawrence, about the gem merchant. Have you heard of him?
I don't think so.
You, so Baba tells us of how futile it is for us all to search for God. You cannot find Him. You don't search. Go out searching like that. That which you have not lost, how can you find? You see. So, trying to bring home to us the truth of it, he gives a good humorous story. I don't know whether he made it up or he read it when he was a child or what, but I have not gone, heard anywhere or read anywhere such a story. But this is the story he told us. And he said to us that, well, there was in a big city in India a gem merchant. In the early years, where there was no means of transport or anything of that, a gem merchant in a city, you know, gems, precious stones, and at that time this whole country, whatever you call India to be, dotted with many kings and little kingdoms and all that stuff. So the royalties were the only one who could buy these things, adorn their wives and queens and all that stuff. So this gem merchant had to go from one place to another, one capital to another and all that stuff. And from the city you would go every now and then on a tour, business tour. In that very city, there was a con man. You know what a con man is. Well, he tried his hand from one family, another family, so all the, all of succumbed to his conning, you know. He became a very famous con man. So now his business is dull, you see, because all knew him and keep aside from him. They turned their backs to him and all. So he said, oh God, now it's no good now conning over here. He has tried everybody, no family is left out and they all know me. So the best is now to leave the city forever, for good, and go away and try my hand somewhere for my business. This is also a business. So as he is going, they have to walk the distances. So it seems that at a certain spot, just outside the city area, on the skirts of the city and all that, it so happened coincidentally that he comes across this gem merchant whom he knew. So he says, good morning to you. So the gem merchant looks at him and says, good morning. He says, well, you're going out on a tour? He says, yeah, I'm going out on my tour, business tour. He says, how wonderful. Can I be your companion? To his company, isn't it? The con man says. He says, sure, it would be a nice thing, you see. We can chat and talk and while away our time and the distance is crossed, you see. So, thank you. Where are you going? So, gem merchant says, the next kingdom there. And he says, no, I'm going away somewhere further. And wonderful, come on, let's go. So after some walking some distance, now they have traveled the whole distance, now it's night time for them to rest. So there were these wayside inns, you see, just little hovels there, and they lie down there. What is that? Time to go? No, it's lunch. I'm sorry. You can go on to go for lunch.
Please.
Oh, okay. So then what happens is that the con man and both are now great companions, you see, they're very fast friends now in a day's time. So they want to sleep there, on the floor. So the gem merchant spreads his carpet, coinman spreads his carpet by the side, there's no other room there. And they would want to go to sleep. They are tired now, necessarily. So the gem merchant, of course, is fast asleep. But this man, naturally, is alert about it. So he wants to find out where the hell that packet that he carries of the gems is. So he says, it cannot be anywhere else except on his body. Gems are gems, you know, you can't just put it there somewhere in the satchel or here or there, you see. So he tried to, and the gem merchant is so tired, and so he's snoring, and this man, of course, is so alert, this other person is just trying to search, you see, under the bed, here, the bed, without disturbing him and all that. But he's daring because his gem merchant is not disturbed. So he tries to put his hand under the pillow and here and then the gem merchant takes a turn and he gets alert and he just goes to sleep now, this man, con man, and so forth. The night passes in failure, total failure. He couldn't lay his hand on that practically. Next morning, they are again up, they have their little breakfast and all that. They are friends, you know, they go. Third morning, now it's a day to part. He has failed twice, two nights, successively. Third morning, the man says, gem merchant says, well, place has come now. Bye. Thank you for your good company and all that. So he falls down on his knees, this con man, says, do you know who I am? He says, yeah, you are the con man of the city, of our city. We know you. We all know you. He says, you knew me? He says, yeah. You know me? He says, yeah, you are the gem merchant. And now from today, I have become your disciple. I beg you to grant me one secret, which is yours. I have been after your gem packet for past two nights, you see. All the time it's playing on my mind, all that time. Where is that packet that you carry, all the gems? I searched your bed. I even dared on the second night to go right underneath your pillow and under your mattress. Please give me the secret and I will be faithful for my lifetime to you to learn the secret. Will never try my conning on you. He says, what a thing to ask of me, you see. Don't you know the secret is so simple, you see. No person would try to keep anything under or towards himself or with himself or in your sort. What I used to do is, the packet that you are searching in my, I even searched your satchel also, he said. Through exasperation. So he says, nothing is not there. I knew that you would be doing it because I knew that you are a con man. I used to do what I used to do. When you would go to sleep and I slept and you would go for sleep for some time, quietly get out of your bed, put that packet in your satchel, in your own satchel, and then go back to sleep and I had sound sleep. And before you could wake up, before you got tired and all that, I would go there and pick it up and put it with me. So it was in your satchel all the time while you were searching my satchel and searching my bed and all that. So Baba says, this is the plight of each individual. Goes out in search of the truth of God or whatever you call it, of your true self, in other satchels, you see. Right? Instead of searching within your own satchel that is there. Mm-hmm.